In public safety news, last weekend in Milwaukee, five people were killed, including a baby, when police say a driver going 80 miles an hour on a city street ran a red light. The 20-year-old behind the wheel did not have a license, according to police. Reckless, deadly driving in Milwaukee has had the attention of residents, police, and lawmakers for years. In 2020, a record 107 people in the county died because of it. Last week, Governor Tony Evers signed into law a bill that doubles the fines for reckless driving, including a maximum fine of $4,000 for causing bodily harm and up to 6 years in prison. Our next guest would say it's about time. Tracy Dent, known as a Milwaukee activist and director of the Peace for Change Alliance, has been active on this frightening problem in his city, and he joins us now from his vehicle in Milwaukee. And thanks very much for doing so.
Thanks for having me.
So 2 years ago, you were quoted as saying people were tired and afraid, and this problem persists. What was your reaction to the deadly crash last weekend?
Yeah, so like 2 years ago, like I said, was tired and afraid, and now we're tired and we're angry. That should have never happened. You know, even a baby was killed. And it's devastating. The whole city is devastated, and we're tired and we're angry, and it's time for action. That's all the emotions, you know. It's time, we're fighting back, basically.
So you are an Uber driver, and you drive the streets of Milwaukee. What is that like?
It's like the Indy 500, you know. It's like people cut you off, people running red lights, people are just, I mean, they're just reckless out there. It's like they don't have no sense of value of life. It's been a couple of times where, you know, I almost was in a serious accident because somebody just blew through a red light, somebody blew through a stop sign, somebody just all of a sudden out of trying to beat the traffic and turn right in front of us. And it's just, you know, it's like, you know, it makes people not want to drive anymore, you know, because it's so crazy out here.
So recent studies on this problem have shown that it is increasingly and disproportionately a problem in Black communities. What is that about?
You see a high sense of reckless driving on the north side of Milwaukee. You can say the Black community, yes. I think that on the north side of Milwaukee, we are so relaxed when it comes to traffic safety. And then in the Black community, I mean, like everything, you know, we stay, you know how like in Milwaukee is so segregated.
Right.
You know, on the north side, you got the Black community, and just people just, you know, they just have no value. And I always say like this, we got to be more tough on crime here in Milwaukee, especially on the north side, because these same drivers would not do this in the suburban cities. Uh-huh. They won't do it in Oak Creek. They won't do it in South Milwaukee, because they know they have zero tolerance there, and we need zero tolerance here in Milwaukee.
So what is the mindset of drivers who roar around behind the wheel blowing red lights?
They think it's cool. They do it, some record it and put it on social media, you know, for views, for likes, for attention. They just, you know, that's the end thing. That's pretty much what it is, you know? It's like, they just want to just speed. It's like they have no sense of value of life. And if they don't care about their lives, why should they care about yours?
Yeah. How do you think the new law that increases fines and jail time might affect this, might change this for the better?
I support it. You know, some people say like we don't need the pipeline to prison. We need more resources, and that's true. But they also have to own up to their actions. And right now it's like, you know, the law is afraid to apply tougher penalties on people of color because they're tired of seeing people of color in prison, in jail, you know. And we have one of the highest incarceration rate in the country. So therefore, they try to be more lenient when it comes to traffic violations, you know. But now it's time, because we're losing people, it's time for zero tolerance, period. So I support the double fines and jail time. You got the younger generation feels that the current, what's going on right now with the current law is a joke and is a slap on the wrist for teenagers. It's like they'll get arrested, a few hours later, they're back out, and they're out there still in another car and driving off again. You know, and that's why we need to have zero tolerance in the city of Milwaukee, you know, and we have to mimic the, you know, the Oak Creeks, the South Milwaukee, West Dallas, zero tolerance policy when it comes to reckless driving.
All right. Tracy Dent, we need to leave it there. Thanks very much for your comment on this, and stay safe out there on the roadways.
All right. Thank you.